you know, one from each pile.
Thank you.
Pick one up, Will.
Yes, she did. She did.
Okay, so let's start. No public participation, right?
Right?
Right. Oh, well, Lily. Lily is a staff, not the public.
No, I'm a volunteer. She's a volunteer.
She's a volunteer. Stop. Oh, okay, so you're public.
Okay. Public, I'm the public.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I sit away from
right.
Because
sorry.
I didn't go one color.
Okay, would you like to speak for a few minutes or? You have 5 minutes.
The reason I'm here is Friday was a rough lunch day, mm-hmm. and I assume that you guys heard about it.
No,
I didn't. Basically, I had no staff until Jenny walked into the kitchen. And then she had to leave at a certain time, and so I was alone. And that made it very difficult. I volunteered. I learned this Wednesday that we need a team lead on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Our current lead is unable to come in on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So I volunteered to do that going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Due to COVID illness, vacation, we didn't know, I wasn't aware of vacation. And a calling illness. We knew about COVID. We didn't know about the calling until it happened. So I had no staff and I didn't cook anything the day before. I just prepped, assuming that I would have staff on Friday. That didn't happen. So it was a huge debacle. However, what I will say is the seniors were absolutely amazing. Those who were physically able came in, and Tanoa, once she was made aware, did reach out to the other team, and we had two people come in to assist. So that is a good news of it. Some concern to me is that I know that there's a few seniors who couldn't wait, so they left without a meal. And I wanted to let you guys know what happened. It had nothing to do with the senior center. It's the job of the team lead in the kitchen to coordinate the volunteer staff. That failed last week, but now that I'm on board and I will be acting as a volunteer coordinator, I promise to have a handle on it. With two coordinators, we will have a handle on it going forward, and hopefully this will not happen going forward. It was an unfortunate experience, but I learned. So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We have programmed it, and we have the kitchen on the agenda.
Yes, we do. And thank you. And we will be discussing some issues concerning that. So,
that's why I'm here,
yeah,
basically.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, so let's review the minutes of last month. Only thing is a date. It was June 6th.
What?
June 6th.
Oh.
Here.
Oh.
That's obvious.
Typo.
Yeah. Yep. Will I have motion to approve minutes with this modification?
So moved.
Let's second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The minutes is approved. Okay. No announcement? Any announcement? I thought that would be nice to have a little agenda item.
Yeah.
Announcement. Good. You know, it's not the agenda, but mm-hmm. if anything is going. But anyway. The next one is the status of cafe coordinator. Do we have any progress on the
position will be posted?
Oh.
and that will be at Bob's discretion.
Okay.
Right now we have Norley Burby, who is working as an interim coordinator, mm-hmm. coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Lily has been working as her.
You're going to have to speak up.
Lily has been working as her assistant
mm-hmm.
since she started.
Mm-hmm.
And between the two of them, they have been running the kitchen since May. Since May.
I have a question on that. I know Lily is volunteering because I see her down there when I come over Thursday, usually prepping for Friday. She's not getting paid. Where's our cafe coordinator that's getting paid? Why is Lily doing the work?
Lori works as well. They have set up a schedule between the two of them.
But she's not getting paid.
I'm a volunteer. I do that, and I'm okay with it because this is my town. I love my town, and I love my seniors. Friday, if I had any doubts about whether my
whether we
you guys are reciprocating,
that's not the point. But my point is, why are you doing the work if we're paying somebody else?
I'm not sure I understand your question, because when you word it like that, you're implying that no one else is working. Nori does work. Nori also cooks. Perhaps you haven't seen her. Perhaps you're here on the days when Lily is here. But
that's my point. Why is Lily doing the cooking? We have a cafe coordinator. Why isn't she doing the cooking?
Nori does.
I can see where Lily can help because she's volunteering. She's volunteering to help, but she's making meals.
No, Nori is making meals too. They're working together.
Friday was the first time that I was making the meal.
Okay. I was here when you were cooking chili that day.
So there was a week when Nori was out sick and she was not here because she was very sick. And that week, Lily volunteered her time to cook that week so that the meals would still be prepared and served.
Because I just slipped up on Friday.
We're not focusing on Friday right now. She's talking about other days.
Generally, Nori does cook. And usually, if you came here Tuesday, you'd see Nori and I in the kitchen. Okay? If you come early Wednesday morning or before lunch Thursday, you will see her. I mean, not Thursday, Friday. Okay? Usually I'm here.
Well, instead of getting bogged up on this, I think we need to discuss, general in this cafe program. And I was wondering if we kind of, if we get that, we got some information, maybe Tanaka can give us, what happened Friday. And I'll ask Jeannie to say what she had to do. And then we'll move on to talk about, you talk about the backup plan.
Yes.
But in terms of legally, can you do that? Can you cook meal for senior?
I'm a trained nutritionist. That's my degree.
That's good. Thank you.
And I have been certified. I will be certified again. Tanoa has made a decision mm-hmm. to certify me because I am stepping in
mm-hmm.
at this point
to
make things smooth.
But we'll talk about that. We will not.
And do understand that Nori and I had a very long discussion this weekend, and we have settled how we will be moving forward.
Yeah.
So this shouldn't happen again.
Well, Tanoa can give us why staff wasn't there. When we have an event for senior, don't we have someone should be there?
We have a volunteer staff.
We need a volunteer staff. Okay. So tell us, is this how it is going to be? No one's going to be there Friday? None of you guys care?
My point, can I say something?
So tell us.
The kitchen is separate from the office.
Well, that's hurtful. You know, she's a director. I like to
hear. We're all aware of our positions here. Yeah. It's okay if Lily speaks. We don't need to tell her to not speak. But I will answer your question. We cannot be responsible for the volunteers not calling and saying they are not coming in.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a way of somehow managing that, please let us know.
Okay, so Friday.
But the help that we have in the kitchen, other than the cafe coordinator, is not paid. They are all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone does not come in and they don't call us to tell us they're not coming in, we don't have help.
Mm-hmm. So who makes sure that they call us? Is there anywhere, a place where they got the volunteer coordinator?
This was a one-time issue. Since I've been this has never happened. This has been the perfect storm of Karen and I having a day off and volunteers not able to make it in. This is not an ongoing issue. This isn't something that happens every
Friday.
That's
correct.
The fact that it happened once is too many times, but I'm pretty sure what you've heard so far is that steps have already been set in place to mitigate that kind of issue from happening again. So I don't even think this needs to be a discussion point. We're aware of it.
Well, we need to discuss that.
No, I don't.
We do.
I'm going to let that up to know.
As a commission,
I don't think that that's necessary.
We need to make sure that our seniors are taken care of.
They are. They are.
Now, wait a minute. I'm there.
Let me say something.
Okay, so let the genie talk about it.
Now, when this first thing started, Rebecca was in the kitchen, Kara was in the kitchen, everybody was helping.
Yeah.
Friday, I guess everybody let the ball drop, and there was Lily and I. We reached out to people in seniors to help.
Mm-hmm.
We still didn't. It was still a debacle. But my point is that there should be. I don't know why there isn't. I don't think we've run into this very many times, but it was terrible not having anybody there. But if we had someone in charge of, like, saying, okay, Friday, who's on? There's nobody on. Well, oh my gosh, I better find another volunteer.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who can take on that position?
Perhaps you could do that.
No, she's a volunteer.
I'm a volunteer.
We need the volunteer coordinator.
But
someone should be coordinating volunteers.
And that's the coordinator in the kitchen.
Not necessarily kitchen.
Excuse me?
I think not necessarily in kitchen.
Well, the kitchen, we're trying to separate.
Could I speak?
Okay.
Many organizations and departments, they do have a person who is a paid staff who coordinate the volunteer.
So that
we have to, no, let me speak.
Yeah.
That's, I think we need to think about someone who is from your office should have handle on volunteers.
And
we cannot have a volunteer showing up in time they want.
And we will take your suggestion under advice, but I think we need to, I feel like we're belaboring a point and I'm not sure why.
So
you're not sure.
So this one happened.
You're not helping.
You will have some volunteer always,
neither
right?
You.
Yeah.
Why is there a paid staff member to help the volunteers
if that happened on Friday? That's what I'm saying.
I appreciate the fact that this is an odd situation and it's never happened before, but the procedure should be in place if this paid staff member can't fulfill their position. There should be somebody else that will step up.
I would like to say that when Tuna was made aware, she did start.
Well, who made her aware?
You did,
yes. Because I had to leave. I'm sorry. But, you know.
I didn't even know where you left. I just knew you weren't there anymore.
Okay, so if we have problems with volunteer, they should contact you.
You can call the office, which is.
And going for everything.
What they do if they choose to let us know they're not coming in.
Yeah.
One particular volunteer called at 9:45 and let
Who was that? Did Heather find us all and not just not show up?
I don't think names isn't important when it comes to the volunteers.
There was a volunteer who called and said they would not be in, and I thanked that person. And that was
did you let Lily know?
If they called?
Yes.
Did you know then?
Yes.
I mean, you knew, you just didn't tell us.
I told you that you and I were the only thing at that point.
May we please move on, because I really don't see that we're accomplishing anything here. I feel that we're focusing on an issue that has already been addressed. I just don't know how much further we can take it.
Can I ask just one question? The whole was the status of the cafe coordinator. Now the status is that Nori, who was hired to do both, is only going to do one. And Lily, a volunteer, is going to do the other day. That's the status of it.
Nori is the interim cafe coordinator. The position will be posted at Bob's discretion.
Okay.
And so for now, Nori is the cafe coordinator. Lily is assisting her. And volunteers are helping to fill in when they choose to help.
Okay, so Nori will be here on Friday too, right?
No.
I think I'm gonna have to check with Mr. Skinner about the legality of not having a paid staff. You know, I think as a volunteer, you can do so much. If anything happens to the senior or whatever, we don't have anybody from the office. That will be a scary thing.
Well, the office is open on Fridays. So the office is open on Fridays. So if anything happens to a senior, immediately the office is notified. So they will then go out on the floor to address if something serious happens. What happened in the kitchen is a kitchen issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're dealing with seniors. We always, always keep in mind that there is going to be some emergency situation.
I was there.
And the office is there.
I was there.
Okay, so that's what I want to make sure. Legally, you know,
The office wasn't closed.
Because you don't have any legal responsibility.
I'm really not sure what's legally.
Well, I'll say legally. Can we food? Legally? I mean, that's a legal issue.
Well,
you know, it hasn't been tempted. I mean,
I've been
here.
I was tempting. You didn't see
it. Did you tempt the finally, when they got their food?
Of course. As the meat came out,
yeah,
we were testing the temperature because I know what
I must be busy doing things.
And Sue and Tim and Tom can confirm that because I had him testing also.
Well, that's when you got the new people in.
But I was tempted before he came. So if you just happened not to see it at the time.
I didn't.
As I said, you were very busy and I was very busy. You were handling your piece that I assigned and I was handling the more difficult piece in which you have to be concerned about.
Okay.
Is it foreign?
Mm-hmm.
I also think one of the main issues right now is volunteers. So I will be putting a call out for additional volunteers because we can't continue to rely on just the ones that we have. You leave regularly at 1 o'clock. No, that's your thing.
It's been since I started.
I get it, but it is, that means it's your thing, right? Leave at 1. So I think we need to put an advertisement out to collect interest in any one of you or more than, you know, welcome to come and volunteer as well to be amongst the seniors. But we will be putting out an advertisement, an email on social media and flyers, everything for else to be picked up. I'll be contacting churches, whatever I can.
And word of mouth within the community, that will be helpful. The other thing that I've noticed, even when on the other previous directors, if the issues in the kitchen become widespread within the community from a negative perspective, apparently a lot of people are turned off. So I would encourage us as a body not to give out that negative vibe about the kitchen, because the problem is we need physical bodies in the kitchen. So we don't want to discourage. So that is another thing we need to, when we hear it, to cut it short.
And on a positive note. On a positive note?
On a positive note, yeah.
Carol.
Since May, our attendance has grown. And you know these numbers, Rebecca, because she's the one doing the numbers. Mm-hmm. I think Wednesdays are up 67%.
7%.
And Fridays are up 75%.
Oh, that's
and wonderful. We're getting recommendations or, you know, comments on the food as being better.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Someone to, for you or someone to take in charge of volunteer recruiting and working.
Well, I will recruit.
That's,
I will recruit
yeah.
volunteers, but that's certainly,
I am
willing to help. However, that coordination of volunteers falls within the kitchen.
The kitchen coordination, well, that, I have some issue with that, but that's okay.
We're not going to talk about it.
And I will find out for sure, you know, what's legal and what's not, because I come from a state agency. So you have to keep in mind, it's just everything is the rules and regs. And
I keep in mind that I have a degree in nutrition. And
I know,
worked in a kitchen.
Know. Yeah, but then. Okay. You know, so I have to learn to work in a small town organization. So I'm running, but I want to be legal as far
well,
as
to make sure everybody's safe and covered. God forbid somebody ever complained, or we want to have all of our
mm-hmm.
T's crossed and I's
mm-hmm.
done
yeah.
just protect. But.
So, well, Carol, maybe we can work together on that. Maybe some of the guests us can. Volunteer
that
to work together, coordinating volunteers. You know,
well, it would be
so
wonderful
the,
to see your faces in the kitchen as well. That would be
well,
more than
wonderful. I'm working,
wonderful
and
to
she's
the
working.
Oh, Lori, I'm thinking
to get
great.
Volunteers.
Yeah, so you know,
yeah.
I mean, really, you cannot turn loose volunteers for anything, and so we really have to kind of. Set expectation and then just to kind of get them going, and so that that will make our life easier. So it's good to know that we have a backup plan and the Carol's doing the recruiting volunteers, and I really appreciate that. You know, I was thinking about the cafe. Going back, you guys don't know about that. I go back to the days with the CRT, and probably to know remembers, you know, that's as bad as it was, you know, we really didn't have to worry about the cooking part. And Mr. Skinner talked about maybe we can get the, you know, area restaurant to cook the dinner. That's a, you know, some remote possibility. I mean, the lunch. So, you know, as a commission, we should take a look at that, some of the alternatives, you know.
We could also look into grants from the state and federal government about,
well, we're gonna need to look at that. We need to look at that, some issues and other things. Because of the inflation and COVID and other things, and it's not easy to, you know, provide, you know, look how many restaurants have gone out of business, you know, so it's that, I think that's a future agenda to talk about. Maybe there's alternatives.
You know, I feel like the cafe is always a sticking, it's always hard, it's hard, but I mean, there's more people coming now than ever, which is exciting. That's exciting. I mean, that's
probably has to
plus,
do with inflation.
She was on there, right? More people are coming.
Yeah, the food is good and
yeah.
the companionship is there.
Well,
yeah.
that's a that shows it's a hardship too with inflation, you know. So, I'd like to, you know, discuss that in future. But anyway, it's good to know that we got the backup plan. That was my concern. So anyway, okay. So we hand it over to you, Kara, about the Canon survey. I think you do a better job than we do. Because I only taught research for a year, so I don't know anything. So it's okay, and you need anything?
No, I think we're good. We're looking at distribution at this point.
Okay. One thing that the Mr. Skinner wanted was a survey to go on to everybody.
Yeah.
Not only for seniors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all that.
All righty. Okay, so shall we go into new business? Heather reminded me that we need to start talking about the next year's budget. Because budget, we should, when do you have to turn in the budget tomorrow?
February or something.
No, that's, no. He said the October.
He said we should look at it now.
October.
We start talking about it, but it doesn't get turned in until next year.
To when? Next year?
January? It gets turned in next year.
Oh, okay. Which month?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's come up with a timeline. I think approval is in February, wasn't it?
Like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And so what I thought we should do is we should start coming up with the wishes. We don't have to, we may not get it, but I think
you put in a wish list too, do you? As the social services section, you have a budget and you put in what you want. That's how it works. So if we had a suggestion,
if you have suggestions,
yeah,
then yes, please submit them to me.
Okay.
Well, and it's more like what kind of wish list do you have?
I don't have a wish list really. I am given guidelines,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty much what has been done in previous years,
mm-hmm.
and I have to work within those guidelines.
Okay. And
if I want something outside of the guidelines, mm-hmm. it is an item that would have to be approved by the Board of Selectmen.
I know. That's what we're hoping. Maybe, we need to improve Kara's hours or, any.
My budget.
Budget. Yeah. Those are the wish lists.
Like,
it doesn't have to be in the guidelines. That's how we get the stuff, because when we started several years ago, we didn't have coordinator, and we had a social service director, and then she was doing everything, and then we got the coordinator. So, I think if you can think of anything that we can, add on to the budget, and then we can just sit and discuss and how we go about
it. And probably some things will come out of the survey, I would think, too.
Yeah.
Right. We've done demonstrated need, so.
Yeah. If it'll be back before we have to put it in.
Yeah, I think we will.
Do you have any projection as when the survey might go out?
We're looking in the August timeframe. Okay. But it'll be a multi-pronged effect, so we'll have to continue on for a couple months.
Okay. Anything else? And any one of you who think of things that we should look into, it could be a new initiative, it can be a new, services. Because, we have issues with mental health issues and everything, and we don't talk about senior, but I'm sure people are.
So I already have services in place now for people who are having that they need to speak to someone. We have a therapist in town who has been taking appointments for the last couple of months now.
That's
Yeah.
So
who pays for it?
The funding is through the ARPA program.
What program?
ARPA funding that we received from the
ARPA Foundation.
No, ARPA. ARPA funding. It's the
ARPA.
COVID.
What's ARPA?
That's
the American Relief.
Oh, COVID money.
Oh, COVID. So, yeah. Okay. That's good to know. Okay, so senior service report.
It's attached. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Anything special?
No.
Same old?
Yes,
okay.
I'm not curious, but the people who come, I don't know, maybe you don't know, but are the people who come for things like cards and legal, and are they always the same people, or do they ever get new people who have to sort of?
Just had a new person try to go last week.
And I was wondering how that
people come. Some of our the people moving from Florida come up.
Ah, okay.
So we have like I do the bingo.
Uh-huh.
And we've had some people that we won't return to Florida because they're winning all our
they know how to do it.
Okay.
Well, you know, so I was just curious because I know sometimes senior centers have trouble when new people come in, they don't feel like they're part of the group and you know they have a hard time integrating that. I wasn't sure if there was any of that.
Oh, we had a wonderful woman walk in on Friday.
Right. And she was welcomed by
yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
I mean,
how did she hear about it?
When we have this online.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, that's another example of we're coming out of this shutdown phase of COVID and people are desperate to socialize and we need as a community also to reach out to our neighbors and our friends and let them know because you know I stop and talk to people ask me what I'm shopping for. I said senior center and when they look at my car they said what's that for? I said senior center lunch and they said when is that and they said we're coming visit and I do come we really would like to have coffee.
Okay, so would you like to join us in commission? You seem to have lots to say about it.
Yes, I'm a senior too.
Yeah, right. So, but anyway, because you're an observer, so we cannot, you know, include you in the discussion. But anyway, senior program report?
Everything's been pretty much laid out. We got two great seminars last month. The caregiver seminar, which was really well received, four attendees. And the driving course was a big hit. And we had 20 people who walked away with certificates that would give them 5% off of their insurance. We're looking to run it again in the fall.
He was very good. He was the best that's been
here. I told him he got rave reviews, so hopefully he'll come back.
Yeah, I need to take that.
That's it. The trips are back on the calendar. We're hoping to get our first one off the end of the month. That's to Newport. We're just hoping to increase that count. If not, we're pushing out a couple weeks. But now, picnic is we got 60 out of 100 people signed up. We have a new possible Tai Chi class starting next month or so. We're going to run a free demo at the end of the month. And that will go out.
Because I did that last one.
You know, we have other trips, we have other events, the Gloucester trip in August, White House, Butler coming in August. We're looking at a doctor to come in October, or actually August, to talk about COVID-19 still. Oktoberfest, flu shots. October, we'll have weekly Medicare seminars through November. September, we're looking at potentially a food truck.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, if I can get the funding.
Yeah.
Lotus Lantern workshop is scheduled for end of September with Korean Spirit and Cultural Promotion. That's on the horizon right now.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, you bring some interesting things. So.
I know, absolutely. Yeah. We are ready to have a trip a month through the end of the year. So,
wow.
Eyes open.
Any questions? Thank you. Okay, the last one, agenda, is now that, you know, the office is staffed and things are going okay, and the office is doing what they need to do, and commission, as a commission, we need to think about what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And what I was thinking is looking into our functions and looking at the what's new in the senior issues, not necessarily having resident participate. It's in the macro level, you know, what kind of programs we should be thinking and that kind of thing. So Heather and I talked a little bit about it, but you know, some of the issues we can have is who can get someone to come talk to us in terms of what's new. Lots of things happening in dementia. You know, they've been finding genes, they're finding some medications and other things. And so we can get someone to come and talk to us about dementia and, you know, what we should be looking for as you know, program. And the other thing I can think of is mental health. It's there's a lot of medication for mental health, and some medication works for everybody. And sometimes they say, well, if your senior takes it, you may die, you know? They may cause death, and it goes, what? You know, I think we can get someone to come to talk to us about the mental health issues and what's new with the medications and the treatment and that kind of thing. And so I just thought that, you know, if you guys are interested in learning what's going on, that would be very nice. And
I think our seniors would like to know too.
Well, yeah, we do. But
so if you got a speaker,
no,
we got a room.
Yeah.
If you folks got a speaker to learn for yourselves, mm-hmm. I could rent a room and we could invite seniors to learn along with you.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like program level. You know what I mean? That macro level is not like working with having resources for people. What do we do to help residents? And once we get some of the
population,
what we do, we'll have a program for residents who we can do. So it's like,
but in the meantime, can't we just educate the senior population while you?
We'll see. Yeah, if that's
if you're getting a speaker for yourself, I would just think that it would be kind of good to double up on that.
Well, if we had the speaker and then we enjoyed it and got a lot out of it, we would refer them over to you.
That's right. That's what I was thinking. We just look at in terms of program level. You know, what can we do as a provider?
So I'd love to.
I was just gonna say, you guys.
Yeah,
have tons
I would love
of
to do a presentation
speakers.
for our group here about the center and just what we're doing, because we do a lot of presentations on the national level to talk about what we're doing and what works and what hasn't worked. And, one thing we're doing now is technology in the home a lot, like bringing technology to seniors, because most of us want to live in our own homes. So all of the technology and like the Ring doorbells and security and all the things that you can have to help you stay home safely.
Yes.
So I'd love to be on the agenda for even next month. I can do a little like 20-minute something about it.
That would be great. But I was going to talk to you
about it. Yeah. So Nancy, couldn't I offer that to seniors? Could you come in and talk to the seniors as well?
We definitely could. So right now our staff, and I think this is across everywhere, but our staffing is really low. So if there's not more than, there has to be at least 10 people coming to the presentation,
sure.
Or are we just.
Yeah, I do RSVPs. So it's not just I'm going to
absolutely
schedule
you
and you're going to walk into a room with that. No.
Yep.
We'd have RSVPs and then we'd have a cutoff date. And if we got 10, then it'd be great if someone could come.
Absolutely, we can definitely.
Because I was just AARP is offering the same thing, but it's requiring people to go to Hartford. So if we could keep it within the center, that would be fantastic. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, I see tons of things. I get that my healthy advantage. So
yes. Oh yeah. We should drop off the magazine. I don't think they come. Do they come here? Okay, they're free magazines. They come up quarterly, so they have health topics, all of our virtual events that we do, and things like that as well.
And I have a connection with the health center, so we can get the geriatric person to come, or you know, even the addictions, you know, older people, addiction affect differently.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think what I was thinking is just do it in the two levels, you know, one for the provider level,
yeah,
and then shoulder, and then, you know, open up to the, they will know more about that, why to get help and that kind of thing, so we can open up to the resident. And then, you know, I think it's really good to,
yeah,
educate the resident. You're not supposed to talk,
two
but
things.
I let you.
Yes, yeah, two things. It could be presented after our lunch.
Yeah.
So we have, our numbers are increasing.
Right.
So you have a ready
number.
Audience anyway,
right.
Take a hostage. And the other thing is, I've been hearing a lot that the population is not getting their third shot or whatever it is of COVID, and it's becoming a serious problem. I don't know if it's serious within our community, age community, but we need to encourage the senior population to go out and get that next shot.
Yeah.
Because it's changing and they're modifying the vaccine to
accommodate.
Right. Okay. So those are the two things.
That might, you know, I'll bring that up with the doctor who's supposed to be speaking.
Yeah. Would we come to the day when we would have COVID shots here, just like the flu shots, do you think?
That we run through the Farmington Valley Health District. Mm-hmm. That's who runs the flu shots.
Oh, okay.
I did hear that on the news. Just
yeah,
last night,
kind of, yeah,
that it's going to be a recurring shot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be something we can check,
yeah,
with the health department. I think
they struggle with their staffing as well.
Mm-hmm.
We, Hartford Healthcare has been helping to support some of their mobile clinics, trying to get, I mean, everybody's just struggling to get the vaccine.
Where did all the people go?
That's what I want to know. Where are, nobody's working anymore. Where is everybody?
I know.
The staff is just gone.
At least the unemployment is so low.
I know. I don't know.
And it's for everything. It's not.
Yeah, it's not one service line.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
It's well, you know, some of the things is some of the places they give vaccine, you know, you get the people are not well trained. So that's one of the problem. I know a couple of cases which had a major health problem afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would say that not related to COVID.
Yeah,
I had a health problem with vaccines. And I, what I would say is I got two vaccines the same day. Encourage your seniors not to do that, please. It almost killed me.
Jeez.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. So I will, you know, ask you guys what kind of issues that we should, what kind of information we would like to have. And then I work with you and to come up with a, you know, just a small
session. A wish list from the kitchen coordinator.
Well, for the budget, yeah, you can. So that's what we are thinking of.
Our magazine that I'll make sure I bring over, most of our stuff went virtual just because of COVID and a lot of it hasn't come back yet, but it could be, I don't know if you have a big screen here or something, like we have caregiver classes and dementia, all sorts of classes.
That's how we were running the caregiver
okay,
classes. We did it through our 72HTV downstairs.
Yeah, so perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of times not enough people sign up, but if we knew, you know, we could just get the more information out there.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Other thing I was thinking of is, and you reminded me, but looking at the other commission in aging, I've been trying to get in touch with Simsbury and Granby person never called. But if we can take, you know, if each of us take one town,
yeah,
and then go talk with the people in commission on aging and see what they do and how they work and that kind of thing, I think that would be very helpful. And then also there is a talk about that, Barry White, is that what you call Farmington? You know, getting together on commission on aging. So that will be something that would be really
that'd
nice.
Be interesting, yeah.
To kind of exchange ideas. And I know Avon and Simsbury have much more, you know, lots more money than we do. But, you know, hey, we can get that idea. Right. Maybe they can help us.
Yeah. If we do a joint event, well, you pay for it, we show up.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the things I'm thinking of. So,
what towns would fall into our Farmington Valley? So we've got, obviously, us, Simsbury, Avon.
Farmington.
And Granby.
And
Granby.
Yeah. And East Granby, because that's two different towns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Torrington's, no.
I was wondering that because I work, yeah.
No,
okay.
But Torrington is closer, you know? But
their senior center is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I've been meals there and attended.
Maybe we should invite someone from Torrington too. Other thing is New Hartford does not have any service at all.
They used to.
They don't have
I called and the woman said, who does this? And she said, everything is a referral. And I said, who does the referral? I said, yes, talking to me.
Wow.
She was answering the phone. So I said, okay. Yeah, so New Hartford, I don't know anything about Buckhamstead. Well, I know Granby has a very good, big department, and I know the woman who runs that. She's from Camp Sandy Yost. Yeah, so she's a director of the social service and senior service, and you know, she probably have lots of ideas.
Yeah.
So anyway. That's what I was thinking. Do something new.
It's a good idea.
For us to learn something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Why don't you assign us a town? I'd be happy to contact some town, but I don't want to contact the
one that
Karen's doing here.
Okay. So I'll just send out. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, just those things.
I'll put you on the fender of my car.
I did drive two times.
Yes,
December.
Yeah. So, okay. Anything else?
Forward.
So I do feel like eventually we have to figure out how to work more cohesively together. Because just even walking in the room, I mean, we all feel there's tension. And all of you are so professional and you're doing an incredible job. We're all very professional and we're here because we're passionate about
what we think.
What we, yes. We just have to figure out a way to communicate even more respectfully. I just feel like we're all grown adults and it's not always very respectful from our end, from everyone. I feel like there's just hurt feelings and I don't always know why it's been here, but we're gonna lose great people. They're not gonna wanna work here and we're not gonna wanna sit here if we don't figure out how to work together. Like Len, he doesn't want to come back. He's like, this tension is awful. And it would be great to have, you know, a little bit of diversity of Mia here.
Well, he definitely want to come back.
Did he quit?
He told me, I don't think he officially quit, but he said, this isn't what I'm looking for. He's like, the tension, he's like, I want to be here to be productive.
He said the same.
Yeah. So we've got to we have to figure this out.
Well,
you know,
solve
our
problems and
so that counselor can come here for us, the COVID. Can we do family counseling?
Well,
commission counts.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, I don't think, you know, to tell the truth, he hasn't given enough time. You know,
no, he's only been to
So, you know, I resent the fact that he's talking about tension and everything. We don't always have tensions. And, you know.
But we can't sweep it under the rug either. So we have to figure it, and maybe this, sorry, millennial over here. We got to figure it out. We got to talk about it. We all have to talk about it. So please. But maybe we start off with in the beginning of meeting. So my team has been just, every meeting we start off with, it's, you know, what's your favorite ice cream? I know it sounds so silly, maybe stupid, but it's just something to get to know each other because I feel like if we get to know more about each other, it'll be easier to work together and, I don't know, just communicate. So maybe next time,
maybe
if you'll indulge me, I'll have a little
okay
question.
Bring examples.
Maybe, yes, yes. Maybe I'll bring some ice cream for us. And if you're lactose intolerant, you tell me and bring something else.
Well, it's cold enough in here, we can have ice cream.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Nancy, I really appreciate you bringing that up because I've been here for 6 months now. The first meeting I came to was extremely tense. And I kind of looked over at Tano and I was like, whoa, what did I get myself into here?
You know,
I'm sorry, excuse me one second, but I feel like the way some of the things are presented to us come across very aggressive. And that tone is felt in a way that we feel like we're supposed to be answering to this committee. And it is my understanding that this committee is an advisory board, not managing us. And it feels very much like we're being micromanaged at times, not all the time, by this committee. And there seems to be a lot of accusations that get thrown across, in my opinion, towards us. And as an employee of the town, I personally get defensive thinking that, who am I answering to? You know, I'm doing my job and I think I'm doing my job very well. I've been told by my office mates and my boss that I'm doing my job very well. So when accusations come flying across the table about how we're running the office and the positive feedback we're getting from the seniors we work with on a day-to-day basis, that troubles me. So I do think, and I would appreciate it if you have a concern about office, that you bring it in a more professional and less emotional way.
I think one of the issue is that you know, we have been just kind of, there's no separation with the commission and the office. Because we have to get something done. And we did lots of things that we shouldn't be doing. But, you know, I think we cannot judge both. You know, we kind of had a fresh start, so to speak, you know, after this year, because we had some problems, lots of problems. So
I feel very judged. I have felt since June of last year, when I first sat in this room for my first meeting as interim director, that I was not wanted here. I am telling you the way that I feel. This comes from my heart as well as my head. I don't know how else to say it. I have felt that I am not wanted here. I have felt that I have anger directed towards me from this group that I experienced nowhere else, that I have experienced nowhere else in my professional career. It is uncomfortable. I don't know why I am the recipient of this anger. I don't like it. There are times that I say nothing rather than say what I feel, because I would rather be silent than say anything and have more negativity thrown in my direction.
I think we have to figure out a way to, and I will, on behalf of all of us, I will apologize, because we don't want anyone ever coming to a meeting, whether you're a participant or from the community or you work here or you're a volunteer or you're on our commission. I don't want anyone ever leaving this meeting feeling negatively or bad or that they dread walking in this room. This is supposed to be like the 18, the brainstorming session to make things better for people's lives. So I'm sorry to know that you have felt that way. And I know that others probably have felt that way also. So we have to figure out a way that we can all share our opinions and share things, but in a productive way.
Yeah.
So less feeling, more just, here's what we're doing, just how to be productive.
I just want to do my job. Yeah. And I just want to do my job.
And we love watching Tanella do her job because she does it.
Maybe we start off with some of those successes. You know, we talk about a lot because I think we feel very responsible that it's our job as the commission. We've been elected to be here to make sure
appointed.
That things run smoothly. Appointed. I'm sorry. Thank you. To make sure that things run smoothly and that things go well. We feel like there's a big responsibility when things don't happen. We hear about it and we feel responsible for it. But maybe we need to focus a lot on the successes too, starting off each meeting with what went well last month. What were good things that happened?
I think just for myself, only being here 3 months, I'm glad to be having this discussion. I worked on Wall Street for a number of years, and I have never been in a conference room with this amount of attention.
I said a number of times, I can't hear you guys. I'm sorry, but I do have trouble hearing. And I did not hear what you just said.
Okay.
That's why I interrupted.
What I will say is that the 3 months that I have been here,
maybe
it has not been fun at all coming to these meetings because we do feel attacked. And I will say that the contention that's in here, I have never ever felt in a conference room, and I have worked in some of the hardest ones in Wall Street during my career. I took this job as a town employee and a town resident to make a change and an impact. And I don't want to be attacked, and nor do they.
Who's that back?
That's what's coming across, but we can't discount. This is how they're feeling.
Maybe we need to have a learn how to say things,
right?
You know, because we're not attacking. Other thing,
that's not our intention.
A little suggestion. One of the things I try to do since I've taken this. I'm trying to come up with what our job is and what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Try to make that one, and that kind of helped. But in terms of what your office does, we really don't know much. And when you do the report or not, if you can tell us some of the nice things happen in the office. I know you guys do a good job, but you know, getting just a number is not something, you know, we'll get the number. Yeah, I get it, you know. But I'm sure you have some nice stories, you know, things that you helped. And, you know, when you do the report, maybe you can share with us. And then maybe Carol can share with us. Maybe Rebecca can share with us some of the nice things happened. And then I know you guys go out of the way to help people. You know, those are nice things for us to know.
Well, it just starts the meeting off on a nice foot too. Not that you have to share, I did this great thing, but it just starts the meeting off on just a nice foot because don't assume we know. You know, we know that you work hard, but we don't see the day-to-day stuff that you do.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a smile. Sorry. But I think if in the last, what did you say, 7 months you've been here, whatever,
three,
we've had one big elephant in the room, and that was the situation in the cafe. And because
which
I'm there all the
time. Mind.
Huh?
That blows my mind. Walking in to the midst of that blew my mind that was such an impact. Whereas all we're doing right now is trying to make that kitchen function better, work better. We are in a transition phase, and people seem to forget that. Okay.
I don't think they forget.
Well, the thing is, I think you forget it when you come storming into the office, you know, demanding answers and talking at a high level. The thing.
Okay.
We are in a transition phase. We have someone in the interim, a temporary fill. Right? Everyone needs to have patience with that. Transitions happen. If we can't change with grace,
and
then what are we doing?
And if we can't come to you when something's going wrong.
Ginny, you've seen me more in that kitchen than anything.
Yes,
I
think you've been
Friday.
Wonderful.
I had a
I
day off
said
Friday.
You haven't done anything.
I had a day off. So did Rebecca. Sorry.
It's like one of the first days I've had off since I started.
That doesn't have anything to do.
It does, but
let's not blame each other.
No,
you know,
no, I just want everyone to understand that there needs to be a little patience here because we are in a transition phase. The job will be posted. There will be people interviewed, and hopefully, for what the job is constructed for and the pay that goes along with it,
and the hours
that are input. I don't know if you guys know the details behind that. We will be lucky if we find someone.
No,
I think that is
we try to advocate for the salary too, and that's something I think
that
we lean on us for.
Those
we can help advocate, go to town meetings, things like that.
Those are the things we put on
the
list.
Yeah.
You know, this town has a very, very small budget, if you have seen that.
And we are doing our best. I mean, I've been in the kitchen, I've cleaned,
you are.
I've organized, I've lent recipes.
Yes.
I think with where it kind of stings a little bit is that one day goes sideways, and rather than saying, oh my gosh, guys, what can we do to help you? It was a barrage of questions. What went wrong? Why didn't you know this was happening? Why didn't you do this?
We have to know.
It's been
7 months.
I mean, since you said it's been here 7 months, and we try, but there's been that same kitchen coordinated kitchen senior thing that's upset a lot of them. And me.
I've seen nothing but the volunteers work wonderfully in the kitchen up until now. I haven't seen one glitch.
Yeah.
And we happened to have it all come together in a perfect storm last Friday. But I think what hurts is that there was nobody said, what can we do to help, guys? That was horrible what happened on Friday. We know that that doesn't happen ever. It was just, felt like a lot of fingers being pointed at us, like where was the staff?
No. All I said to Tanoa was, I gotta leave. Somebody's gotta help Lily.
It's what happened.
Wish it had been that sweet. If it had been that sweet, it would have been wonderful.
Oh.
But it was not.
Yeah.
It was not.
Well, we can. I think.
But that's okay.
Let's not talk about that.
I would appreciate it if when things go wrong, there wouldn't be this finger pointing and hair pulling and yelling and
we are a three person office.
Hello,
three person office and one person who's full time and two people who are part time, and I believe people forget that as well.
Well, going forward, we'll be respectful.
Yeah,
and I think it's okay to call out.
I just wanted to say that as a representative of the town, as a townie.
We gotta stop.
As a townie, I have come to this meeting very few times, and every time I've come to this meeting, there is a lot of tension and a lot of aggression. That's why I don't.
Well, you don't have to tell us that. You know.
No,
so
I just.
That's
you're representing us. You're representing me.
Every one of us should try to make an effort to reduce.
And
tension.
I'm a citizen. You all represent.
Every one of us. Let's not point the finger. We all need to think about reducing tension. Let's not say do this, do that kind of thing. Let's individual us how we can help. And that's the only way we can get moving. And I hate to tell you this, but that we are way past.
Sorry, that's my friend. Sorry,
so,
4 minutes.
So we're gonna have to. Can I have some motion to adjourn? Okay, so John, so you can talk anything you want.
We thought through, I mean, I've been here since 2017, I think.